This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. More family members of the victims in the King Super shooting are suing the gun maker Sturm, Ruger & Company. The lawsuit filed by five relatives of the 10 people killed in 2021 accused the gun maker of marketing the gun used in the shooting in a reckless and immoral way. The son of another victim sued the company earlier this month. A series of gun reform bills are close to passing in Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports that's after a few long days recently.
The state is poised to raise the minimum age for buying guns to 21, expand the red flag law, and increase the legal liability of the firearm industry. All three of those bills have cleared both chambers of the state legislature, with House Democrats invoking a rare rule to cut off Republican delays over the weekend. Lawmakers will still have to finalize some amendments before the bills get to Governor Jared Polis. The Senate is also set to pass a waiting period for gun purchases this week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The controversial 2424 Garden of the Gods development on the west side of Colorado Springs is off the table for now. The developer's attorney, Steve Mulliken, says they withdrew their application for a variety of reasons, partially because some city councilors would not be present during a hearing scheduled today.
We think we need a full council to hear it. That's our preference. We think we're disadvantaged without it.
There will be four new councilors after next week's election. Mulliken says they will likely reapply in the future. City Council denied a previous proposal for the project, prompting a pending lawsuit from the developer. BNSF Railway is investigating the cause of four derailed train cars in Lahana over the weekend. Seco News reports the cars fell over within the rail yard. No hazardous materials were released and nobody was injured. Steamboat is on pace for one of its snowiest seasons on record. They've received over 420 inches of snow just this season. Steamboat says it'll stay open until April 16th. More news is at CPR.org. You're listening to CPR News.